still there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and also we're going to have Evangelist Green on, and we'll let her speak in a minute. And we have Doc Lewis, who is a radio personality. He will come with us, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Before we begin with our interviews and all of those great things, I want to read Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to come together tonight, Lord, for an interview. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We ask that you continue to just give us wisdom and knowledge so that we can edify and magnify who you are, Lord. And we ask with this ministry and with the purpose of the ministry and the blessings of the ministry be something that is pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And before we begin, I just want to make sure that everyone is on the line, and I see that everyone is on the line, and they will have the opportunity to speak. But I do want to introduce our guest today. We have Doc Lewis, and wow, is all I have to say. He started out a phrase with, God has a purpose for my life. He's going to tell you a story about what happened to him at birth, which is actually a test that became a testimony. But he has shared the stage with various artists. If you look on my website or my Facebook page, and also he has just opened up for many individuals. He has a stellar gospel show that he's going to talk about, and he's just a great man of God. And so, you know, without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Doc Lewis. Doc Lewis, are you on the line?
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? And thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. I am appreciative and honored for this opportunity to be talking to you, such great people of God.
Thank you. And Evangelist Green, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, Dr. Lewis. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Evangelist? Thank you so much for taking much for taking time out of your busy schedule just to talk a little over me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being on the show. We're just so excited to hear your story, sir. Thank you.
Okay,
Thank you.
We're going to do today is we're going to have some interview questions, Doc Lewis, and I'm going to ask you some questions, and then Evangelist is going to ask you some questions. Is that okay?
Sure, yes.
Okay, Doc Lewis, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I was born and raised in Gonzales, a little small town called Gonzales, Louisiana. Was born premature, 5 months. Was born brain dead. And only weighed 8 ounces at birth. I am the baby of the bunch, four other siblings. And I love gospel music, so I got into gospel at the age of 8 years old doing radio. But my passion is radio and basketball and got into all of that, embraces, graduated from high school and college, and decided to make a career out of what I love best is radio and singing.
Wow. Okay, that's phenomenal. Now, what experiences have you had in the gospel ministry or the gospel world that has impacted your life?
I think one experience that I can talk about is being with Dr. Jones, who gave me a platform, impacted my life to share my story with others. He gave me a platform to be on his show, and you never know who's in the audience that's been born similar to you and need your help. So if it wasn't for Dr. Jones, who impacted my life, and I would say the late Vernon Chappell, who gave us a platform also to be on stage with so many, I call them gospel celebrities. It was an impact in my life.
Excellent. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about radio. Who have you interviewed that had a powerful message or story to share with your listeners?
My first interview was with Beverly Crawford way back in the day, and she would tell me when she was singing with Dr. Jones, when she was one of his backup singers, but the life that she came to, her and Tide, her husband, it impacted me because she was so down to earth, you know, being on TV every day, and she was so down to earth, so I kind of like took that approach with me and kept that. And then when I interviewed John P. Key and his choir, interviewing him, how he said that God had blessed him from being a drug dealer and to go back in those same communities, and now those folks are a part of his church. That really impacted my life. And also the great Kirk Franklin, who did interviews with him. Kirk is, I call him crazy when I say that in a good way, because he's so down to earth, and he turns it around and tries to interview you. And so what I learned from him, what I learned from Kirk is just to be humble in the place that God has you at. And like you said, I'm your brother, I'm your nephew, I'm just Doc Lewis.
That's right. And you know what? I can really testify to all three of these great gospel artists, Pastor Crawford and John P. Key and Kirk Franklin, because, as you know, we were at the Stellars with you. And in the previous years when I've been at the Stellars, they're very approachable people. And as you said, I think that when people have an anointing on their lives, they should be able to extend that anointing to other people. And I think that those are three excellent people that you just named who have a great story to share with the world.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your radio station and what type of artists you've interviewed. You've given us a synopsis, but tell us a little bit about your radio station and who or what type of listeners do you try to target?
Okay, sure. KFSR 90.7 FM, my show is called Gospel Hits. God gave me the title Gospel Hits when I was a kid. And so I've been using that slogan from then to now. It's on the campus of Fresno State here in Fresno, California. And my target audience, it was non-church, but now I'm getting every age that is calling me and listening to my show around the world, from Japan to China to Peru to London to South Africa. They're listening to my show everywhere. And my format is simply contemporary gospel, but I'm finding myself, I'm playing everything now that's feasible to gospel music.
That's good, and it's good to be able to reach our young people and everyone else. That is excellent, Doc Lewis. Okay, now I know that starting any type of business or radio show or ministry takes time and patience. So how did you start your own radio show, and what was challenging in doing so?
I got started with a gentleman named Lyle Boudreaux. I was broadcasting baseball games, football games, basketball games, college and high school. And he said, you know what, why don't you try gospel music? And so we did a little 30-minute gospel show, and mm-hmm. we started doing that. And the challenges around that was finding sponsors to church to buy in to that, because mm-hmm. they didn't want to buy in, they didn't want to pay for advertisement. They thought it should be free. So I had mm-hmm. to go and do my own advertisement as far as talk to people and say, hey, I need your help. I need you to buy into this. And some of them bought into it and some of them did it. So it was a lot of challenge into being a broker, you know,
right.
As far as under contract now. But some people get familiar with your name and they go ahead on and help you. Some folks don't. And so those ones that don't, I just go ahead and keep on going. And but the number one thing I did is pray. I had to pray mm-hmm. and fast for this.
That's right.
And that's the number one thing I did. Ups and downs, you're going to go through all that. But on the other side of the storm, yeah, it's a blessing.
That's right. It sure is. That's right. And what would you tell new radio hosts?
What I would tell new radio hosts is, make sure this is your passion. Put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and these things shall be added. And make sure you get education around what you want to do in radio. Make sure it's your passion, because it's not an easy job to sit behind the mic and play the music, because before I play the music, I make sure that I fast and pray and make sure that I'm playing the right music, that it will touch and change somebody's life that Sunday that I'm playing it.
That's right.
So to tell them, I tell them to seek first your kingdom of God. Then I tell them to make sure that they have education and make sure the business, make sure they know business, and get involved in your local community, and that will help you.
That's right. Now, Evangelist Green is going to take over the second session. Evangelist Green, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Sure. Yes, sir. Dr. Lewis, what projects are you currently involved in at this time?
The project that I'm currently involved in right now, they're trying to put together a 20-city tour for my book, which is called Let Me Tell You My Story. And it's almost like a package deal, because when they call me in, I know I'm going to sing and probably preach too. So my people are trying to put that together for me as we speak. And I'm currently also involved in another project that we're trying to put together, a video called It's called Do You Want My Autograph? And I got to say that because my little nephew, he was, I guess, 5 years old at the time, and he seen me sign autographs, and he said, Uncle Doc, you should do a video called Do You Want My Autograph? And I thought about that. I said, you know what? I got some celebrity friends that might want to buy into this. And so we're trying to work on that project now, too.
Awesome, awesome. And you said that the book is called Let Me Tell You My Story.
Yes.
Can you just give me just a little bit about that book? Because that sounds very interesting.
I sure can. Mm-hmm. My mother, she's deceased now, but back in 2008, she called me. I was on tour, and she called me and said, when you get home, come by the house. I need to talk to you. And she gave me some information for this book. which I was blown away because it talks about the different types of cerebral palsy is what I have. Then it goes in the process and the challenge. And dealing around all of that, I was born brain dead, 5 months, 8 ounces at birth, but I still needed to be saved. And so the book talks about the different types of cerebral palsy. Talks about the challenge that one of my friends went through and the process. And so we're blessed to have it out. It's amazing because I was sitting in church one day and I was thinking about how I'm going to get this book written and doing all this. And God spoke to me and said, I need to go see a gentleman that we do music on the grass during the summer. And I said, no, I'm not going to see this guy. This guy don't know me. And he told me the second time, I still said, no, he don't know me. Well, the third time he said, if you don't go out there and meet this guy, you'll never get the book written. I'll be honest with you, I ran out the doors like a kid going to a camping. And the rest is history. Met a guy, met Robert Ory in Houston, had lunch with him, and met a guy on the plane named Jason who was a scout for the Toronto Blue Jays who knew the owner of Tate Publishing Company. Mm-hmm. Gave him my self published book, and they flew down and signed the contract and published the book for me.
Awesome. Glory to God.
Timing is everything.
Oh my goodness. That door opened and you ran out, huh?
Yes. The door was open and I ran. And a lot of times, and you know what? A lot of times the door can open, but because we're too slow getting where we need to go, the blessing is held up.
It's held up, and we don't realize that we hinder it.
Yes.
Oh, my. Wonderful. Well, you got that down because you didn't let it, you know, get held up anymore. You took off running, so God bless you. That sounds like a wonderful book, and we'd love to hear more about it and get it and read it ourselves. So I would love to hear more about it. And you also said that you're going to be touring 20 cities. And what particular cities are, you know, do you, 3 or 4 of them, what cities are you going out
to? They're looking at New Orleans and my hometown of Gonzales. And because I just signed a 13 store contract with one of the stores there in my hometown to carry my book. So I'm looking at, they're looking at Houston, Dallas, and Arizona, the four.
Yeah.
And San Antonio.
And San Antonio, that's where I'm from. Glory to God.
Yeah. So they're looking at that. So I always say like this, if it's in God's will for all that to happen, it will happen. If not, he knows that I need to go somewhere else.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Well, I pray it will happen, and it is God's will in Jesus' name. The next question, Dr. Lewis, is, Mr. Lewis, what are your long-term and short-term goals for the radio show or any of singing?
My short-term goals for the radio station, my show, is to get the students, more of the students involved in my show right on the campus. My long-term goals is to become with a radio show and go global in the major mainstream market. And the long-term goal is to have to be an owner of my own radio show and television show. That's the long-term goals.
Awesome. That's an ultimate goal. That's awesome. But you're well on your way. Amen. You're on your way. Amen. Also, tell us about are you currently on tour at this time?
Yeah, you know what? As we speak, I just got off a plane from Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I'm home for probably about a week or two, I think 2 weeks. And then I'm going back out on the road. I will be going back. I'm going to Canada. And
then I gotta
go back to Seattle and Portland and San Francisco. And so I'll be there. And then I should be able to go on the East Coast.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. You're very busy.
Yes. I told the Lord, I told the Lord, keep me healthy, and I will do what you say do. As you open up the doors, let me walk in the doors humble enough.
That's
and
right.
if you do that, I walk in humble and do what I love to do, which is radio and ministry, and changing and touching folks' lives all over the world.
Amen. Glory to God. That's wonderful. That's awesome. In closing, two more questions. Is there something else you would like to share with the listeners that are listening in? Anything else that comes to mind?
Yes, if they would like to get the book, they can go to Amazon.com and get it there. Dr. Lewis, let me tell you my story. And if they like to get it at Barnes & Noble, they can go there and get it there also. And I would just say, you know what, whatever your goals are in gospel music or in radio, don't never let your dream die. Pursue your dreams, because mine are still coming true.
Oh, God, God.
And that's what I tell the listeners. Keep God in your life. Keep God first. And watch God do the work for you.
Amen. Amen. Well, listeners, you heard that. Barnes & Noble, Let Me Tell You a Story by Doc Lewis. And also on Barnes & Noble, you can get that book. And any other, how can individuals contact you if they wanted to get a hold of you, sir?
They can get a hold of me either on my Facebook page at Facebook Doc Lewis, or Twitter at G Doc Lewis. They can, for booking purposes, they can go to Meachiel, that's MEACHIEL at yahoo.com, and they can get a hold of me there. Or they can go to www.kfsr.org, which is our radio station, and get a hold of me there. And my email address is doclewis123@gmail.com, and get a hold of me there. And I do respond. I always love this. One thing I learned from Kirk Franklin and other artists, always respond to folks yourself.
Yes.
It makes them feel real good. So I always respond. And,
awesome.
You know, that's the way you can get a hold of me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Doc Lewis, I would like to thank you so much for coming on the show and just sharing with us and the audience and the listeners there everything that's going on in your life. I just want to quickly pray over you, if it's okay.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much, Evangelist.
Welcome. You're quite welcome. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come boldly before you, Father, and I lift up your son, Doc Lewis, to you, Father. And I ask you, Father God, to cover your son from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father. Cover him with your son's precious blood, Father. And Father, I ask you to continue to lead him and give him great health, Father, to do your will, Father. Father God, I ask you to continue to richly bless him wherever he goes and who and everyone that he comes in contact with, Father. I ask you to continue to give him favor, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen,
again,
amen.
Yes, sir.
And
I
Doc
thank
Lewis?
You again.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
No, I was,
Doc Lewis, we
I
did not conclude without, can you give the audience or the listeners a brief synopsis about the Stellars and what awards you were up for and how the Lord has blessed you in your radio station? I know you're very humble, But we need to, I need for you to share with the people, you know, your nomination for the Stellars.
My nomination for the Stellars was I was a finalist nominated for the Reach Award. That's an award you get from Central South Gospel for your notoriety on what you do in your community as well as in gospel music. So I was nominated for that award, and I had so much fun in meeting new artists and other radio, my peers in radio. I really had a great time, the gospel music is very great. I would tell any new artist to get to the Stellars because it's a place where you can see your peers as well as other gospel artists, and we had a great time at the Stellars, and I enjoyed it much. And I'm so grateful and humble that to be recognized in gospel music as I was from Don Jackson and his entire staff, Dennis Cole and everybody who recognized me for doing a great job in radio.
Amen. Amen. That's great. That's
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
Well, Evangelist Green, do you have anything else you want to share or say?
Wow and wow. I'm looking forward to hearing more about Dr. Lewis and many things that God is going to do in his life. I'm expecting it and looking forward to hearing more about you, Dr. Lewis, and your radio show and all that God is going to be doing in your life. And so, again, I just want to thank you for being on the show. And please, we would love to have you back after your city tours.
I would be honored. And I forgot to say what time I'm on the air for the listeners.
My
show is on the air every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 Pacific Standard Time. You can stream me at www.kfsr.org and listen to the best in gospel music with me.
Great. So, Dr. Lewis, on behalf of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, once again, we would like to thank you so much for coming on the ministry. We pray for your tours. We pray for everything that you touch and all of the people who you're able to just, you know, magnify who the Lord is. And once again, like Evangelist Green said, you're welcome to come on the ministry anytime. You're welcome to send people, amen, to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. So anytime, just feel welcome. And once again, we would like to thank you, and may God continue to bless you.
I am appreciative. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to just talk to little old me. I am very honored to be on this show. Thank you so much, Evangelist.
Thank you, sir.
For having me.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.
Right. Thank you. All right,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, that was, yes, sir, that was Doc Lewis, and you heard his magnificent story, and all of his information is saved on this particular taping, so be sure to listen to the live recording again, because we want to support him in his book endeavors, and also if he's coming to your city, be sure to go out and support him. We thank God for the connections that we made at the Stellar Awards. As he said, you know, Doc Lewis has done a lot of things in ministry. He's worked with many artists, but he's a humble man. He's very approachable, and the Lord is looking for individuals who are approachable who can help to save souls. So I want to go ahead and share with you a few announcements, and then I will bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, journalists, media, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook AfredaLove at AlFredaLove or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. Also, be sure to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those individuals whom you know and those who you do not know. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to stay encouraged and uplifted. Make sure you mark your calendars for the second. Keep the second and third Saturday of June open because we're going to have Love's Greatest Talent Show. We have many different categories, and you will see flyers, newspaper articles. You will see this event on your websites, on Google and Yahoo. And we're going to have a special guest, and I can't tell you who that is yet, but we're going to have a special guest. And so be sure to just keep that on your radar and keep that open. In addition to that, speaking of individuals who will come on the ministry, we're going to have someone from Basketball Wives who's going to come on the ministry on tomorrow, and she will share with us what happens in the media world, what happens in Hollywood, and we're going to ask her a few questions, so she's going to stop by via telephone, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, to share that with us. In addition to that, just make sure that you just continue to stay, as I said before, uplifted, pray for one another, and pray for yourself. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, and we're going to also have our Praying Wednesday on tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and you heard from Evangelist Green today, who is a co-host, and also you heard from Doc Lewis, who is a stellar radio host. So without further ado, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Are you still there?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking time out again, your busy schedule, just to talk a little over me, you and Evangelist. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You have been tuned in to the finest talk show
ministry on the
internet. The
Love
Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr.
Still on air.
Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.